any change, any proposed change like this would be devastating to our customers. You were talking about the city of Dallas removing probably $35 million a year in revenue from DART. We'll have to make that up with significant service cuts, and those service cuts will happen within the city of Dallas because other cities are not choosing to do this. And so you would see significant service cuts. And it's ironic that the city would some on the council would propose this at a time where they're demanding more service. So you would see significant cuts. You would also see an impact on some of our capital projects, particularly the second alignment through downtown Dallas, because again, we would have less money to work with. That would make us less competitive for federal funds, and so some capital projects, particularly the second alignment through downtown, would be affected. So I think there's there are a lot of things to consider. We're also not even sure that this is legal, that what's being proposed. You've got the pension board, I guess they're passed a resolution that will go to the city council asking the council to call an election. There is nothing in our enabling legislation. Keep in mind that DART is not a City of Dallas agency. We are a multi-city jurisdiction. We are an independent government entity created by state statute. So there's nothing in our enabling legislation that allows the city to have a partial participation in DART. It requires a full penny contribution.
So that's the legal question then, that because you guys are your own governing entity, that's where it might cross a legal predicament.
Correct. There's nothing in the statute that allows the city to do what some members of the city council are proposing. There's just simply nothing there that allows them to do that. And again, why they would propose to do that at a time when so many on council are looking for additional service, it really kind of escapes me.
Okay, so
this is not a problem that was created by DART customers. The $4 billion shortfall in the Dallas Police and Fire Pension is not a problem that was created by DART customers. Yet, Dallas customers of DART would be significantly affected by a change like this.
So let's talk, you mentioned services would be cut, and you're mentioning significant changes. Just outside of just the money aspect, I mean, put it in perspective to somebody listening that so they know exactly what services might be in jeopardy here.
Well, we don't know exactly which ones. We know that a reduction of $35 million per year out of about a $500 million operating budget is going to result in cuts. And those are going to result in cuts within the city of Dallas because, again, you don't see Plano doing this. You don't see Richardson. You don't see Irving, Garland, any of the other cities. These service cuts would happen within the city of Dallas, and you would look to see that. So probably about 20,000-25,000 DART customers would see their service cut as a result of a decision like this. It's a bad solution to a problem that was not created by DART's customers.
So, in terms of, I mean, is it possible? I know I don't want you to speculate if you don't feel comfortable speculating, but is job loss one of those possibilities with this big of a budget cut potentially?
Absolutely. It is possible that we would have to cut our workforce 350 people. You can cut service, that will save money. You can park buses and trains, that will save some money. But ultimately, you're talking about people losing their jobs at DART. Now, not just DART employees. Keep in mind that most trips made on transit are made by people getting to and from work. So what you're talking about is a decision that potentially cuts service and makes it more difficult for people to get to work not only within the city of Dallas, but to get to their jobs in adjacent cities. So when you talk about customers who have commutes, they live in certain parts of the city of Dallas, but they're trying to get to jobs in Plano and Richardson and Las Colinas or somewhere else, they've got to figure out a way to get to those cities. Now, once they get there, they'll have service, but they've got to figure out a way to get there, which will be more difficult if service gets cut as a result of a change in the contribution from the city.